Podcast. I'm Jeff Kelly, news editor. With the recession in full swing, CIOs have little patience for long, drawn-out IT deployments. They're looking for projects that deliver results and quick. Tactical data quality projects fit that bill. While data quality is often an enterprise-wide issue, tackling the problem with targeted deployments is significantly faster and often results in quicker ROI. Today, we're speaking with Rob Correll, an analyst with Cambridge Mass-based Forrester Research. We'll discuss identifying tactical data quality targets and how to complete the projects in a matter of days or weeks, not months. First, here's a little more information on Rob. Rob has more than 14 years of data management experience working in both business and IT. As a Forrester Research Principal Analyst, he covers master data management, data quality management, metadata management, data governance, data integration technologies, including ETL and EII. Prior to joining Forrester, Rob managed Intuit's enterprise data quality initiatives and supported the implementation of Intuit's Customer Master Reference System. Prior to Intuit, he managed the design and development of Customer Master Attribute Management Solutions for Cisco Systems. Earlier, Rob was Research Manager for the Global Mergers and Acquisition Product Group at what is now Thomson Financial Investment Banking. Welcome, Rob. First, Rob, how do you define a tactical data quality project or initiative, and how does it differ from other more wide-ranging data quality projects?
Well, in general, I view a data quality strategy as a cross-enterprise effort to standardize and cleanse critical data, but the strategy itself, it can be pretty invasive and far-reaching, and so it really must include a multi-phase, multi-year endeavor. So your data governance efforts, which are not technology-driven at all, are going to be defining what are the data quality rules and standards and help to scope what the tactical projects should be within the phased implementation of these rules. So an example might be, you might be focused on customer data as a broader theme, but you might start with just postal address standardization, verification, and enrichment. You say, okay, the deliverable postal address is associated with our customers. We want to focus on some projects, so maybe just start within our marketing data warehouse. Then maybe we'll move our postal address standardization to our CRM system, and eventually we'll propagate the rules around cleansing and verifying address information to all systems that capture and update that information, and then you could move on from there to other domains.
So could you expand a little bit more on the purpose specifically on those kind of tactical data quality projects? What are you really trying to achieve?
In the end, you're just trying to deliver some targeted return on investment in a shorter time frame. Because as I was saying, these really broad-reaching data quality endeavors often can be very expensive and time-consuming and resource-intensive. And so if you're trying to do the Big Bang approach, it might take years to actually hit break-even and deliver an ROI. But if you deploy in a methodical, phased manner, you can generate earlier returns, which, aside from being able to just support a more reasonable funding model, it will have the side benefit of demonstrating to some internal skeptics, folks on both the business and IT side that might not actually give you their full-fledged support for data quality efforts, that, hey, this actually can add value, it can be beneficial, and it can actually turn some skeptics into evangelists.
So could you give us some real-world examples of tactical data quality projects and explain how they return kind of quick ROI?
Well, I already mentioned, the most common one, the most common entry point for a lot of large organizations, especially ones that have large direct marketing functions, is the postal address verification, supporting mail stream and, the undeliverable mail cost associated with direct mail collateral that's sent out, but it's a wrong address or it's not a valid or deliverable address. It's a very quantifiable number. Direct marketers know what the cost of that collateral is. They know how much wasted postage they have and how much of this returned mail they're getting. And very often, if this mail is, it was an incorrect address, but the post office is able to find the correct address, the post office will charge for that rerouting as well. So these expenses are very measurable. So to be able to clean up that postal address data and reduce those expenses, it's a very clear, definable value statement. So that's why it's one that's pretty popular as an entry point. Another example would be really just reducing your duplicate accounts and contacts in your call center apps. So currently, if a customer calls in and your rep has to figure out within the system which is the correct version of a customer record, that customer can be on the phone for 30 seconds, a minute, longer, while the rep's hunting. And that's a pretty negative customer experience. It's increasing average handle time, which is a direct expense in terms of call center productivity. So if you can deduplicate those accounts and contacts within the app and allow the rep to directly focus on what the customer called in for in the first place, solve their problem and get them off the phone and get to the next call, there's a significant productivity savings there too. And again, it's a very tactical, very focused, targeted effort within a specific process and app.
Well, those are some really good examples. But I guess I'm wondering, how do you go about determining which tactical data quality project to tackle first, or identifying the areas that are going to give you the biggest ROI at any given organization? How do you kind of go about identifying the best cases where tactical data quality will have the greatest impact?
Yeah, and you know, and sometimes I say it's mutually exclusive. The best ROI might not be the best place to start. And the reason I say that is there might be huge ROI in creating, some efficiencies in the sales organization, but if the sales organization doesn't recognize that they have a problem, you know, they might be doing things incredibly inefficiently, but they might not have the interest or bandwidth or, ability to communicate how this is actually causing a problem. You don't want to start there. You want to start with the squeaky wheel. The squeaky wheel should always get the grease on a data quality initiative. You need some business stakeholders that can passionately and effectively articulate the impacts of poor data quality on their processes. If that can't be done effectively, you're going to be wasting so much time trying to convince your business stakeholders to help you solve their problem that time would have been better spent solving something which is more low-hanging fruit, something that might not deliver the same tremendous ROI, but would allow you to target, assess, and mitigate a problem much more quickly. So I'm a big fan of helping those that ask for help and not those that aren't.
So once you've identified a tactical data quality project, how do you go about implementing it? Can you kind of take us step by step through a hypothetical project?
Sure. So again, this is very high level because every problem needs to be solved within the context of your organization, your culture, and what your environment looks like. But at the highest level, first you're going to be scoping and identifying what are the processes or business decisions that are impacted by the poor data quality. And you want to figure out how to measure qualitatively or, if possible, quantitatively the impacts. So we already kind of talked about some examples of that. And, this is where you're identifying those squeaky wheels. Next, you want to identify who are the business and IT data stewards that are going to help to assess the current state processes and rules and generate some of those future state requirements. Here's where we are. Here's where we want to be. Then you want to figure out what are the specific data quality rules that you want to define to standardize and cleanse and validate, enrich, match, and merge whatever targeted data set you're trying to improve. Once you've focused on that, then you have to identify what are the process change management and technology solutions that you need to support. And so as you keep hearing, I'm not really just talking about technology. A big part of data quality management is business process management. The ability to assess and recognize when there's a business process that's currently being used that's a contributor to the poor data quality. It could be a training issue. It could just be an inefficiency issue. You want to make sure that whatever data quality solution you implement includes necessary training and process changes and not just a technology solution that's going to maybe be addressing the symptom and not the disease. And then, of course, once you have all that, you could deliver on a solution, and then you finally want to be able to figure out how you're going to measure against that original baseline to see how you're doing.
Well, and finally, are there any risks people should be aware of when they take on tactical data quality projects? For example, do you risk kind of perpetuating the data silo problem?
Yeah, absolutely. I say you govern for the enterprise, you implement for the silo, which means that, you might be solving a postal address data quality issue just within the marketing data warehouse, as I used in my example above. But those standards that you define for address data have to be standards that everyone agrees to in a data governance forum across the enterprise. So folks from the privacy, order management, finance, legal, call center operations, everyone has to agree, not just marketing, that this is a standard for the organization. You're just implementing that standard in this one environment. So you perpetuate data silos if you only invite the marketers to the table. So data governance is really the biggest risk and challenge, because that's the hard part. The technology, there's plenty of technology out there that can help solve a multitude of problems. Getting the right business and IT stakeholders in a room and getting your senior executives to sponsor and evangelize and support their time and energy to govern and create the right definitions and policies and rules, that's the most difficult part. And the most common reason why these data quality initiatives don't succeed as well is because when IT does not get the business participation that they would like, they just build it anyway. IT says, well, if the business isn't going to define the data quality rules, we'll define the data quality rules for them and just deliver a solution. But what happens, the business then asks IT, where did you get this and where did you come up with these rules? How come you didn't involve us? We don't trust it. So bottom line, you invested in something which is not going to get embraced or adopted, and you have to go back to the drawing board anyway. Right. So that's why governance is really such a key enabler.
Right. Sounds like kind of bridging that gap with the business is very important in this such a product.
Absolutely.
All right, great. Well, Rob, thanks so much for your advice today.
My pleasure.